Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're about to do something different. Normally, we go up and down the new release list, recommending albums, singles, and a few oddities from that week's offerings. This week, we're going to use the Esquire podcast as the soundtrack to a feature in the latest issue of Esquire, my roundup of best songs you didn't hear in 2006. It's a playlist of great tunes that may have slipped through the cracks, and you'll find it in our December issue, with George Clooney on the cover. What we'll do here is run through the songs, giving you a snippet of each, admittedly some of which regular podcast listeners may have already heard here across the year. So you can decide whether or not there's stuff here you might want to feature on your own end-of-year playlist. We'll start with the New Orleans Social Club. On what's easily the best of the post-Katrina New Orleans tributes, Irma Thomas leads an all-star Big Easy collective through Look Up, an upbeat sing-along funky enough to remind us that while anger's easy, unabashed optimism's more fun to dance to. This is the New Orleans Social Club from the album Sing Me Back Home.
Follow it until it's through. Whenever you feel blue, look up, look up. When everything goes wrong, look up, look up.
From Irma Thomas and Company, we segue into a tune from Solomon Burke's country record, Nashville. The self-proclaimed king of rock and soul has 21 children, 84 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and impeccable taste in duet partners. It would take a Ray LaMontagne, Emmylou Harris pairing to find two better voices than Solomon Burke and Patty Griffin, which is what we have on Up to the Mountain, a tune Griffin wrote for her next record, but that Burke was smart enough to record first.
And though the sun shines, see nothing at all. Did I hear your sweet voice? Oh, come and
the Teddy Bears make our list with a tune called Punk Rocker from their record Soft Machine. As ridiculous as the phrase in the tradition of the Gorillaz sound, this Swedish electronica duo's guest-laden debut hits the mark and then surpasses it, especially on this one, a sneering condemnation of Hot Topic-inspired faux punk that resonates almost wholly because it's coming straight from the mouth of guest vocalist and bona fide punk rock icon Iggy Pop.
'Cause I'm a punk rocker, yes I am.
That's the Teddy Bears, and now we bring you The Ark. What's with the Swedes? Their state-of-the-art album features a tune called One of Us Is Gonna Die Young, a quirky hand clapper that's equal parts David Bowie and The Darkness. But more importantly, it's got more spunk in one chorus than the Killers managed to muster on their whole new record.
We gotta hurry and hurry to get them.
On the heels of funky Swedish glam from The Ark, we bring you good old American protest music. Austin, Texas's Ockerville River released a tune this year called The President's Dead. Wisely enough, not in America, but overseas, on an EP called Overboard and Down. Whether you hear this meticulously detailed assassination anthem as a protest song, revenge fantasy, or just a rumination on know-where-you-were moments, it's an unbelievably ballsy piece of songwriting. Download it now before Drudge drops a dime to the Secret Service.
A shout from the crowd and a shot in the head. The president's lying on the tarmac dead. He's lying face down with those black-dressed agents, guns drawn, running around. And the early opiates say he was a good man. You can't argue with that, not today you can't, not now you can't. In the media tent where they spin and they
The last tune on our list in the magazine is Wilco's James Alley Blues, a song from the new Harry Smith Project box set. What do you get when you combine an 80-year-old tune and a 7-year-old live recording? The best Wilco song you've never heard. Here it is.
Well, you want me to love you, but then you just treat me mean. I want me to love you, but then you just treat me mean. You're my daily thought and you're my
just for kicks and because sometimes we write entries that for space reasons don't actually make the magazine, we'll add one more song to the list. Bruce Robison's All Over But the Cryin' from his album 11 Stories. This Texas-based Mavericks already penned hits for the Dixie Chicks, Tim McGraw, and George Strait, and this is far and away the best song he's written to date. A blow-by-blow account of a relationship's long, painful death, so stunning, it guarantees you'll never, ever hear it at a wedding.
The lights go down, the charge is done, the battle is over and the other side won. You don't have to know that it ain't a matter of trying. I'll hold you close one last time, the cost of love might be my mind. It hurts like hell.
There you have it, seven songs you might not have heard in 2006. Find the list in the new issue of Esquire along with an essay on why the state of music might be better than some folks would lead you to believe. Anyway, that's it for another edition of our Esquire Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And again, look for the latest Esquire on your newsstands now. George Clooney's on the cover. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.